will the next great moment bring
for the St. Louis University Billiken?
SLU Men's Basketball now features a 3 and 5 game pack starting only $59 per ticket and makes a great holiday gift. Choose a plan that's right for you, and you could catch the Billikens take on Atlantic 10 opponents, including VCU, UMass, and LaSalle. Visit slubillikens.com. It's Billiken time.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Take a look around your car. Is it clean and inviting like when it was new? Or is it slightly embarrassing? You no longer have an excuse to keep it that way. Let AutoFresh, professional mobile auto detailing, come to your home or office and make it look and smell like new again. Satisfaction guaranteed. Find them at AutoFreshSTL.com. They'll lavish your car with a complete interior detail or bring some holiday joy with a gift certificate. You spend so much time in your car, enjoy it. AutoFreshSTL.com. That's AutoFreshSTL.com.
Just 20 more days until everybody in the house goes, I thought you were buying batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan is here with me, Ian's here with me, and Colin's here as well to talk showbiz. This portion of the show is brought to you by Auric. All the Auric stores in the area, the home living center, the Auric home centers, rather, are locally owned and operated. Good people running them and great products inside as well. Ask about the new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner when you're in one of the stores. O-R-E-C-K spells Auric. So, hello, Colin. What do we have movie-wise to talk about this week? It's kind of a slow month this month, isn't it?
I think everyone's catching their breath. Yeah. All the studios are catching their breath before we get into the crazy Christmas season. The next, outside of this week, the next several weeks are going to be loaded with movies.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we don't have that problem.
Well, we did. Was it that this week the big trailer was released?
Yeah, there was a. Yeah, I guess it was actually Friday. It was Black Friday. And then another big trailer was released this week as
well.
What
are you talking about?
Star Wars trailer last Friday.
For what is that? Star Wars
Force
7?
Awakens, yes.
Okay.
7.
Now tell me where this next one's going to be in the line of progression, because Star Wars back in 1977, that was episode 4, and then you had Empire Strikes Back was 5, and then Return of the Jedi was 6, and then they went 1, 2, 3.
I think they want everybody to forget 1, 2, 3 and just say, this is the fourth movie. Right? Essentially?
Sure, yeah. This is a distinct break, it sounds like. And from what we've seen, it doesn't look like the other Star Wars movies we've seen. Just from the trailer, it looks lived in. And J.J. Abrams, who directed the Star Trek reboot, and I really like the way he's handled the franchises he's been given, other than the last 3 seasons of Lost.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. It's a lived-in world, because I want to say this is like 40 years, 20 or 40 years. It's an amount of time has passed from the end of Return of the Jedi to where we are.
So this will be in the timeline. This will be episode 7, and so we're in that universe of characters. Not are we still in that universe of characters?
Yeah.
If it's 20
Mark
or 40
Hamill,
years later,
they all make appearances. Harrison Ford was actually supposed to be sort of central to it, but you may remember broke his leg.
Oh, yeah, you told us about
Yes,
that.
He broke that a while back, and so they had to delay shooting.
Okay.
So everyone was worried it wasn't going to be ready for next year, but it's going to be ready because Disney is going to make certain that this is ready.
In the CGI world, do you even need Harrison Ford to show up? Don't we have enough Harrison Ford frames
yeah,
that you can make a Star
point.
Wars movie that he doesn't even have to go to work?
Yes, there was a brand new, within the first 10 seconds, a brand new CGI droid rolled through the trailer.
It was like R2-D2's head on a soccer ball or something.
Yes. Really?
I'm not kidding. It looks something like that.
Okay.
Which is sort of hokey. But other than that...
What about Carrie Fisher? Is she in it?
They're saying she's going to be in it. In this trailer, you only see a... You see a stormtrooper without his helmet on, and it's a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I'm going to forget his name, Boyega, that's it. He's a British actor.
Uh-huh.
And he's a stormtrooper, and he's apparently fairly central to this story.
Okay.
And people are up in arms about that.
Why? Because, I take it back.
Why not?
Because people are idiots.
But he has his helmet off, you mean?
He has his helmet off. You see him in the middle of a desert landscape. And then...
And we're upset he's a black guy because we can't have black people in space. Is that the thinking?
I have no clue why they're upset. I guess it's something to be upset about.
It's a galaxy far away and long ago, or whatever that was, that they told
him. Right.
Long, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then the other item in this trailer.
He doesn't burn down the Ferguson market in the trailer, does he?
No, he does not.
Okay.
I mean,
do we need everything to be racial is my question here.
No, apparently. We don't. No. It's just a fun movie.
Oh, my God, there's a black guy in Star Wars. We have to pick at the theaters. Come on.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't throw a big deal about Samuel L. Jackson being one of the Jedis, did they?
They did not. No, I don't know. I don't understand it. I've avoided the controversy because I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
And the other thing that
just
has...
Just tell everybody he's Billy Dee Williams' son. Oh, okay. I like Billy Dee Williams. And that's good.
Welcoming everyone to St. Louis with a bottle of Colt 45.
Yeah. So when does that come out?
December of next year. It's a ways off still.
Okay.
The other thing that has...
Letting you move on here. Does that mean they're still making the movie? Or have they shot it?
I think they pretty much shot it at this. I mean, I'm sure they're still working on stuff, but I think they've got... I think they said they have sort of the principal photography done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll have to go back and reshoot things as they get in and edit because it is so CGI heavy that, you know, you'll have to alter things. But the other... If you didn't hear about this, I don't know how. The other item that threw the internet into a tizzy was the lightsaber. There's a new lightsaber. At the very end, you see this dark hooded figure walking through a dark forest, and he pulls out his lightsaber and draws it, and the main red laser shaft of this saber extends, and then two smaller ones, like the hilt of a sword, extend.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds on this. And if you want to see something, I'll have Ian put it up. Stephen Colbert did the greatest demolition of this, of the frustration over this.
And he's a total Star Trek, Star Wars geek.
For 2 weeks longer than the rest of us.
Yeah, because he saw the movie when it was in sneak previews.
Yes.
Now,
exactly.
Does it still, did the lightsabers still go?
Oh, yeah. Wow. They updated the noise. Oh, yeah.
That was very good, Dan.
Oh, thanks.
They did update the noise. I think there's all sorts of fun. The other trailer that hit this week that please don't watch and don't go see the movie when it comes out is Terminator Genesis with, you know, 60-plus-year-old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, get out of here. He's not in it.
Yeah.
I've broken the hip.
Tell my insurance company I'll be back.
Yeah.
By the way, that was the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger impression anybody has ever done.
Terminator.
Both were pretty bad.
Terminator is the first R-rated action movie I was allowed to see. That's the first. So in my...
The first one or T2?
The first one, the original. Okay. So every child has this, the first R-rated movie their parents allowed them. That holds a special place in your childhood because it's like staying up past 10. You're like, oh, I get to do this.
I don't remember what it was for me.
Well...
Okay.
I'm special then. I'm different. I don't know. That holds this, seeing this trailer and what they're doing to this franchise is just, it kills you a little bit. They need to stop trying to make money and we have to stop watching them.
Well, nobody's going to believe Arnold Schwarzenegger's a Terminator anymore.
I would hope not.
They did T3.
Yeah.
And then was there another one after that? Oh, there was that TV series.
Christian Bale. Well, there was a Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Right.
That, took. They sort of messed with the timeline.
Was that the one
with
Summer Glau?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, that was a decent show for a while, and then went off the rails.
Right.
And then they did the Christian Bale Terminator. I can't even remember what it was. It was awful. They haven't done a good Terminator since Terminator 2.
Well, that's the definitive one.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
But
you know what? I come across that every once in a while as I'm flicking around on TV, and I always get I jump in at the scene with the with him. With the kid on the motorcycle, and they're in the
smelting plant.
No. They're racing with the Terminator while he's in the tractor trailer.
The tractor trailer, the semi, yes.
And they're going through the.
He's turning into molten silver or whatever,
after the crash.
Mercury, yeah.
Exactly. It's a beautiful scene. Was that James Cameron that did that movie?
Yeah.
Man, he turned out a hell of a piece of work right there. That's probably one of the great science fiction movies ever.
It's great and. I mean, I loved it. It's one of the great villains of all time, Terminator 2. Robert Patrick as T-1000. Oh, my gosh.
An indestructible villain. Just amazing.
Yeah. And they should have just, they should have let the last image of the Terminator being slipping into the molten. Spoiler alert for a 23-year-old movie.
We don't do that.
There you go.
No. Hey, and by the way, I want to say just one more thing about Terminator 2. That's a standalone sequel. You don't have to have seen the first Terminator, and you don't have to see anything after that. If you just watch Terminator 2, that is a self-contained, brilliant piece of work right there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great action movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
What were you
going to
say, Dan?
The phones were lighting up about the Black Stormtrooper. Steve is on the line.
Okay.
On line two.
Okay.
And he can explain why people are up in arms.
Okay. Right. I'd like to hear it.
I want to hear this.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, the reason why there's such a controversy about a Black Stormtrooper is there can't be a Black Stormtrooper, nor can there be a White Stormtrooper or any other denomination, because the Stormtroopers are all clones of Jango Fett, Boba Fett's father. They created the clones in the Clone Wars, and the clones all became Stormtroopers. So they're all 100% identical.
Hold on to that, though. Here's the issue with that. Was Luke Skywalker ever in a Stormtrooper costume?
Yeah.
So that's what this could be. That's why I don't understand. I mean, I understand from the Star Wars lore aspect of it, but what I'm saying is they're not saying he's a Stormtrooper. He could have been kicked off a ship and the main protagonist, and he was trying to go undercover.
Maybe he escaped with the new R2-D2
on the soccer ball.
Yeah.
That you said that. I thought that way at first, that maybe he was essential in the film, that he escaped a group of Stormtroopers, and that was the case. And you're right about that, but there's not enough of the trailer to
exactly.
To know.
We're arguing over like 88 seconds of film that's mostly dark screen.
Oh, that's okay. But you know what? That's a really good answer, that you can't have a race of any kind for these people because they're all clones of this. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
The world's most intelligent radio audience. Mm-hmm. We can talk about anything, and somebody will be able to fill in the blanks for us. And we leave a lot of blanks. Some of it on purpose.
Yes.
Some of it, we don't even know what you're talking about. But that's okay. That's perfectly okay.
And there might be a reason we're stalling here, and that's because there's one movie that came out in wide release.
I wasn't stalling. I was providing compelling audio content.
Yeah,
I don't know what you were doing.
Stalling.
I'm trying to delay as long as I can.
Make it sound like I'd be interrupting people for no reason just to make the show go longer and fill the time that we've been assigned here. That would never.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
Colin.
Were you talking?
What movie are we delaying?
In wide release.
Yeah, what movie are we delaying? Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. So bad. So wide release typically means 2,000 to 3,000 theaters. That's a big release. Mm-hmm. If you're over 2,000 theaters, that's Hollywood's putting their muscle behind it. This week's movie, called The Pyramid, is a horror movie that is appearing in a grand total of 589 theaters.
Yeah, but you make it like size matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean,
that's
buddy.
Right.
That should set your expectations for this movie. Quick plot
What's
summary.
What's it called?
The Pyramid.
The Pyramid.
And they find a pyramid.
Wow.
Imagine a new pyramid.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A new pyramid in Cairo, because we all know archaeologists haven't picked that place clean. They find a new pyramid, so they're unearthing it, and Cairo steps in and says, you can't do this.
Wait a minute. In modern times.
In modern times.
Somebody's like, looking around in Cairo.
And finds a pyramid.
Hey.
Were they digging or something?
Yeah.
They were digging.
Yeah. They popped the kid's soccer ball.
You know, we just came from Rome, where we found a second Colosseum that nobody had ever found. And now, look, here we are in Cairo, and we found another.
It's not under the sand somewhere, right? It's out in the open. Oh, hey, see?
It wasn't visible. You know, that's what archaeologists do for a living, is dig.
Well, they just tripped over the tip and go, hey, something might be down there.
Hey, what's this? I saw that porn movie, by the way.
Tripped over the tip?
Yeah.
I starred in that.
As Jim the Fluffer. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, so three people who look like they have no business near a pyramid are trying to unearth this in one of the more racist scenes I've seen in a film
again
in
with the
time.
Race.
And
brother.
I say this again, it portrays Egyptians in like a very one-dimensional scene here.
Mm-hmm. No telling it's an Egyptian stormtrooper.
An angry mob chases them away
Egyptian
from the pyramid. So, of course, they feel so compelled that they sneak back into this pyramid.
Uh-huh. And they find Nicolas Cage.
Bad things start to happen. No, I don't think you'd recognize
anyone
from
this.
With
a map to Atlantis.
You know what? I think we're making a better movie here.
There we go.
We are.
Yeah, we got a good start.
You really are. And so for the next 75 minutes or so, they get chased around and things start happening and people get picked off. And it actually has the line, the daughter to her father, who's the archaeologist, stop being an archaeologist for 1 minute and start being a human being.
Uh-huh.
I wrote that one down.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. So that's the pyramid. And it, after 89 minutes, it ends.
That's it?
It ends.
Okay.
It just ends. And
it doesn't sound like this is going to get a big rating on a scale of 0 to 10.
2.5.
2.5 out of 10.
And the only reason I'm giving that again is because they do a good job of, at times, you feel claustrophobic. Anytime you're in a horror movie and you feel in tight spaces, I think that works. But they also use the found footage thing. Don't go see this. There's so many other movies in theaters right now you could go see.
See, I got really excited about this because I thought it was going to be about Dick Clark's game show. Now you got a movie.
Oh, man.
You know, you got... That's it.
Also, they trip over the tip and they start digging it out, and there's $25,000.
Yes.
With your new host, Ryan Seacrest.
No, it's the old pyramid.
Oh.
And here are your hosts, here are your special celebrity guests, Adrian Barbeau and Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell.
I was going to say Nipsey Russell. He was always on
always
pyramid.
Always on pyramid.
Toaster. The clue was toaster.
Okay, these are seven things you keep in a cabinet. Secretary of Agriculture. Soup. No, not that cabinet.
Soupy Sales was on it, too, every once in a while.
Oh.
So there you go. That's the pyramid.
Can I just say
week.
I would go see that movie? I would go see that pyramid movie.
$100,000 pyramid.
Yeah. Oh.
So don't go see it.
Okay.
What do you have this week, Paul?
I have a documentary to talk about, which I think is the most important documentary of the year. It's a movie called Cyber 4. I'm sorry. It's called Citizen 4, not Cyber 4. Citizen 4. One word. It's a documentary about Edward Snowden. And was made by a woman by the name of Laura Poitras, who traveled to Hong Kong a couple of years ago to meet with Edward Snowden as he was sharing the first documents that he had taken from the NSA. And he shared these documents with her and with journalist Glenn Greenwald, the documents that exposed the NSA's surveillance of Americans and others worldwide, our phone calls, our web searches, our emails, all that stuff that the government is now accessing. The first part of the documentary is about a guy named William Binney, who was another whistleblower who spent more than three decades at the NSA and has criticized both the Bush and Obama administrations for violating the Constitution by invading our privacy through data collection. And then the action switches to Snowden, who spent all of this time in this hotel room in Hong Kong, unable to re-enter the outside world. Now, a guy in a hotel room by himself is not an exciting movie, but he meets with these journalists, Poitras and Glenn Greenwald and another reporter for The Guardian named Ewan McCaskill, and they're asking him questions. And as he's telling them about the stuff, you can see the look on their faces like, you're kidding. They're doing that? How do I make this more secure? How do we? And they try to figure out, how are we going to tell this story without this guy, you know, getting killed? He can't even leave the hotel. And after the stories based on his documents made headlines around the world, you see him in the movie becoming more and more concerned about staying in Hong Kong and also what's happening to his home in Hawaii, where his girlfriend still lives, and what's happening to his family and about that. And Poitras documents that very, very nicely, and that anxiety is pretty tense. And then she eventually follows him to Russia, where Snowden now resides. His girlfriend moved there to be with him. And it's clear when you watch this movie that Edward Snowden is not some paranoid, crazy person or somebody who wants to harm our nation. He is a guy who was a government contractor who saw things being done that are dangerously wrong by our government and felt an obligation to tell the world about it. And I got to tell you, it is an amazing documentary. You sit there and you think to yourself, how was this allowed to happen? And, of course, the answer is 9/11, because after that, the military-industrial complex and the intelligence homeland security complex just grew without anybody overseeing what they were doing. There were no checks and balances on how that happened. And, you know, they look at this guy, Edward Snowden, and what they don't include in this is the calls by some public officials like Obama and Biden, who have both said, you know, Edward Snowden should come back to the United States and tell his story in open court. And the fact of the matter is that would never happen. He would never be seen in open court or ever be seen or heard from again, because our government has now prosecuted more whistleblowers in this administration than every other administration combined. And it's really a horrible story. Yes, there's a heavy dose of politics and some paranoia involved in this, but I think it's a really important documentary about these constitutional breaches that have happened in the last decade and a half. And it's called Citizen 4. It is not playing on 3,000 screens or even 500 screens. It's only, as far as I know, playing at the Tivoli here in town. But I rated an 8 out of 10. It is really, really important and a great piece of work by this woman, Laura Poitras.
And it made the shortlist, made the finalist list for Academy Awards.
I would not be surprised. Yeah. A couple of other things I want to ask you about here while we're doing showbiz-related stuff. I hear that they've announced who's in the Bond movie, the 24th Bond movie that they're going to start making early in 2015. Mm-hmm. And I often talk on this show about when you make an action movie, a superhero movie, a super secret agent movie, the thing that makes those movies work is the villain.
Yes.
I heard today they have Christoph Waltz hired as the villain in the new Bond movie.
Spectacular.
If you don't know who he is, then you did not see Django Unchained.
Or Inglourious
Inglourious Bastards. Mm-hmm. He was. I didn't like the Inglourious movie so much, but I thought he was brilliant in Django Unchained, and he will be really, really good as a Bond villain, I think.
Yes.
I don't know anything about the plot, but when I read that, I was excited.
We know it's called Spectre.
Spectre?
Yes, it stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion.
I knew that.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you're an old Bond fan, I think Spectre would ring a bell, because that's an organization. So, yeah. November 6th.
I'm just glad that James Bond's finally going to crack down on those bell-ringing organizations. They're annoying, aren't they?
Heck yeah, they are.
Okay. And what about this James Franco, Seth Rogen movie, The Interview? When is that coming out? I see commercials for it every 8 seconds.
That's in another few weeks. I think it's in December here. It's coming up.
Because, that movie was made by Sony.
And then they got hacked by North Korea.
Well, they say they got hacked
by
North Korea.
Comes out Christmas Day, by the way, because when you think Christmas, you think Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Versus Kim Jong-un.
Exactly.
Which is what the movie's about.
Yes.
But here's what I want to ask you. Sony did get hacked this week. They say, we think it's North Korea that's doing it in revenge for this Seth Rogen, James Franco movie. What are the chances of that not being a publicity stunt?
Slim to none. I mean, what is North Korea going to come out and say? No, we really didn't do it. North Korea wants to be perceived, I think, as evil as possible.
Yeah, I don't think that North Korea had anything to do with it. I think Sony was, in fact, hacked. They don't know who did it. And they said, wait a second. We have a movie about North Korea coming out, and it's not like Kim Jong-un is ever going to claim or deny it. We can make this story up.
And this isn't the first time that they said they had to delay shooting on it, and Sony almost canceled it because North Korea was so upset when news of this first broke that there was a movie.
Well, what's North Korea going to do? They didn't shoot in Pyongyang.
No. That'd be tough.
Is that even in North Korea?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Capital.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Zone on the streets.
There's a bell ring for me.
Hmm. Yeah, but it comes out Christmas Day.
All right.
The interview. I've got a story here.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite things to do is to look on IMDb, not necessarily top 100 films, but the bottom 100 films.
Okay.
Because there's some ridiculous things on there.
Yeah.
I have a few titles here. Turks in Space. Sounds pretty offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster Movie, which I actually saw and was awful. It made fun of all the other disaster movies. It was one of those. The Hottie and the Naughty.
Paris Hilton.
Yes.
What? I never saw it, but I just know that. Why do I know that? Why is that?
I don't know.
That little thing
that's
is in
weird.
My brain.
Boy, that's,
it's been waiting to come out on the radio for I don't know how long.
Wow.
Why do I know that? I don't know my brother's phone number, but I know that Paris Hilton was
that.
In The Hottie and the Naughty. Hmm.
And then what was previously the worst movie on IMDb, Birdemic, Shock and Terror. It has been taken over a new spot. The new Kirk Cameron movie, Saving Christmas. The new Kirk Cameron movie that he came out, it got horribly reviewed. He appealed to all of his followers on Twitter and said, Christians need to come to my defense and vote it up. It actually started to go way up in the rankings.
Yeah.
The rest of the internet got a hold of it. It is now the worst movie ever by a wide margin on IMDb.
But I would have to bet that most of the people who ranked it there never saw it.
Yes. Well, most of the people who ranked it positively never saw
it either. Yeah. Which tells you everything you need to know about the ranking of movies on IMDb.
Yes. But it's just funny that there's a new bottom one and it's a Kirk Cameron film.
Yeah. Who's in Saving Christmas?
Who's in Saving Christmas?
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of another movie.
Yeah.
This is brand new. This just came out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Anything else showbiz-wise?
Sons of Anarchy. The only reason I bring this up is Frank is a huge fan. Well, one of the show's creators released a book, and it came out a couple days too early and has finale spoilers in it.
Really?
Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Did FX delay the finale? Or
nope. It sounds like the book just... It's not that it went in wide release, but enough of them got out there.
Did somebody leak it?
No. This actually, like, the publisher released it. It sounds just too early. Not all the copies.
I don't think the publisher would do that. I blame North Korea.
Yeah.
They're obviously doing that.
Hacked. They were hacked. But that's about all I have.
All right. Speaking of stuff on cable, HBO is making a new movie... a new series with Martin Scorsese, who was involved with Boardwalk Empire, mm-hmm. Directed the first episode of that. He's producing a new movie, a new series with Mick Jagger that'll be set in 1970s New York. Just as punk and disco were breaking out, it's about the music scene there, drugs and sex and the eyes of a record executive. Listen to the cast here. By the way, the guy who's going to run the show is Terrence Winter, who created Boardwalk Empire. The cast includes Bobby Cannavale as a record executive, Olivia Wilde as his wife, Ray Romano as one of the partners, Juno Temple as an assistant at the record company, and Andrew Dice Clay as the cocaine-fueled owner of a chain of radio stations. That's the part
wow.
of the show that I'm looking forward
That's
to the most.
That's a stretch, too, for him. That's a stretch right there.
Absolutely. All right, Colin, thank you.
Thank you.
Colin heads back to the newsroom. He'll have the 5 o'clock report for you in 21 minutes or so. But first, a reminder that this portion of the show is brought to you by Oreck. All locally owned and operated, the Oreck Home Centers have great vacuum cleaners and other cleaning stuff for you and your home, including the new Oreck Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner. O-R-E-C-K spells Oreck.
Meep, meep.
And let's see how this rain is affecting traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Simple way to put it, Dan, the highways are hosed. That's all I can say. If you're traveling on westbound 70, things are running a bit off the pace, slow to stop and go now from about Jennings Station Road all the way past the airport. Southbound 270 is stop and go from south of McKelvey down through Doherty Ferry, and then you're kind of crowded from, looks like, Highway 44 to 55. They've cleared that accident on westbound 44 at Pacific, but you still have a little bit of a backup as things thin out there. Southbound 170 jams from approaching Page down through Highway 40. Looks like southbound Lindbergh's pretty heavy between Graboy and 55. Southbound 145, about 141, the same thing. South of Big Bend through Highway 44. And this report brought to you by Robitussin, the number one pharmacist-recommended brand for cough, cold, and flu combinations. Control your cough with Robitussin. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or corner bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at graniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-959-4779. That's 1-800-959-4779.
1-800-959-4779. 1-800-959-4779. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Experience the joy of the music of Christmas in the heavenly setting of the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis as Cathedral Concerts presents the 10th annual Christmas at the Cathedral Concert, Saturday, December 13th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, December 14th at 2:30 p.m. Welcomed by Favazza's and Enterprise Bank and Trust. Call 314-533-7662 or visit cathedralconcerts.org. Merry Christmas from St. Louis Cathedral Concerts.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
The world can be an unpredictable place. If you own a firearm, are you trained to use it safely and effectively? Be a responsible gun owner and get the training you need at Metro Shooting Supplies. Metro can train you to use a shotgun for your home defense. Metro also has concealed carry training and private lessons for beginners and experienced shooters. And Metro has an indoor shooting range. Stop by Metro Shooting Supplies today to sign up for a class or a lesson. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. BuyLearnShoot.com or on Facebook.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and Dynagreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen winterizer and the Dynagreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name, Dynagreen, at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. A couple of plugs for a couple of charity things that are coming up here in St. Louis. One of them is for Hope Hostas, which is conducting their fifth annual Heating Up for Seniors collection drive tomorrow night at the Cybergs on Dorset and also at Helen Fitzgerald's on South Lindbergh. Starting at 7 p.m., they're looking for donations of hats and gloves and mufflers and sweatshirts and blankets and other warm apparel to help people out, the seniors in their hospices. They'll also take cash donations, and they'll pass them on to some of the nursing homes in this area to keep them warm this winter. And after the week that we've just had, everybody thinking about staying warm. The other one is my friend Terry Richardson, who is a pretty terrific magician, who I've had on the show many times over the years, is going to be doing a special event on Sunday the 14th. That's a week from this Sunday at the Kirkwood Community Theater on South Guyer Road. It is a Veterans Tribute Magical Holiday Show. It's going to be at 3 o'clock that day. You do have to get your tickets in advance for this, and I'll tell you how to do that in just a moment. But the tickets are free for veterans and their family, or anybody who works for a not-for-profit organization. So they're really doing this to help out the community and to just put on a nice magic show for people in the St. Louis area. Terry's going to perform there. There are a whole bunch of other magicians who are part of the International Brotherhood of Magicians Ring 1. That's kind of like a union local for magicians. So they'll be doing comedy, and I think one of them is a ventriloquist and magic and all that sort of stuff. And again, tickets for the show are free, but you do need reservations, and I'm going to give you the website. Giving out the phone number is never a good way to do this. What's that number again? That's what you end up doing. So I'm going to give you the website. And I said it's the International Brotherhood of Magicians Ring 1. So the website is simple, IBMRing1.com. If you go there, you can get information about this. Again, free for veterans and their families and other non-for-profit organizations on Sunday the 14th at the Kirkwood Community Theater. All right, do we have time to talk for a little while about Bill Cosby?
We do.
Seems like we've been talking about him on and off for a month now, but there are new parts of his story that have come out. He is suing one of the women who claims to have been assaulted by him. He is now suing her, saying that she tried to extort money a decade ago from him in exchange for her silence. Bill Cosby's attorney was in court yesterday filing a lawsuit against a woman named Judy Huth, saying that she and her attorney tried to extort more than $250,000 from Bill Cosby. This is the woman who claims that he forced her to perform a sex act in 1974 when she was 15 years old at the Playboy Mansion, and that he gave her and a 16-year-old friend alcohol, and on and on and on. In the lawsuit, he claims that this stuff is absolutely false, and that they tried to get $100,000, and they raised the demand to $250,000, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, again, as I've said all along in this, I don't know what happened here, but you have a whole bunch of women, something like 20 now, more than 20, I think, who are making all sorts of claims against him. Even if it turns out that this woman did try to extort money from him for the claim, that doesn't mean that the other women aren't telling the truth, particularly the ones who never asked him for a penny, never sued him, have nothing to gain from it for coming out now. The statute of limitations is passed. This is just part of a continuing, ongoing, ugly story. The Hollywood Walk of Fame star that Bill Cosby was given many, many years ago has been vandalized by people who have scratched the word rapist into the pavement there.
I heard that today.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Bill Cosby's honorary title of Chief Petty Officer, given to him by the U.S. Navy 3 years ago, has been revoked. Now, when you get an honorary title from the military, you don't get a salary, you don't get responsibilities, you don't even get a plaque or anything. You just kind of are told, we're going to make you an honorary Chief Petty Officer, which seems to me like it's just barely above nothing.
Yes.
Right, like the honorary doctorates.
Right. Well, I think for the honorary doctorate, you at least get to wear that hooded robe that they wear at graduations, and you can wear it with that thing, but it doesn't mean much of anything. And yet they're taking it back. Remember that thing we gave you that doesn't mean much? And yes, why would the Navy take that back now? Well, because the military has its own sexual assault crisis, and they have to stay away from anything that smells of that at all. And the other final Bill Cosby thing I've got to mention has to do with Tina Fey. Have you guys talked about this or played any of this audio this week?
No.
Tina Fey, of course, came to fame on Saturday Night Live, where she was the head writer and did Weekend Update for many, many years, and then, of course, went off and did 30 Rock. And people have talked about, well, how come nobody was talking about the Bill Cosby stuff in public 10 years ago? Well, here's a clip from 30 Rock. From 5 years ago, from 2009. It has to do with the Tracy Morgan character, Tracy Jordan, on the show, who is called by Alec Baldwin's character, while Tina Fey is there as her Liz Lemon character. She's brought into to Alec Baldwin's office. There's a guy sitting there that gets introduced, and this scene plays out with Tracy Morgan on the phone.
Hey, you needed me?
Lemon, you know Rick from accounting?
I don't. Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. I've arranged for one of Tracy's childhood idols to reach out to him.
Hello?
Tracy, this is Jack. I have someone here who wants to speak with you.
Tracy, this is Bill Cosby.
Really? This is your strategy?
All right, I'll do this at a party.
I want you to come back to the TGS for the people who like the jokes and the things.
Bill Cosby, you got a lot of nerve getting on the phone with me after what you did to my Aunt Paulette.
I think you're confusing me with someone else.
1971, Cincinnati. She was a cocktail waitress with the droopy eye.
I'm the guy with the pudding.
You try to tell me what to do? Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable with your light-ass kids. Jack, why would you make me talk to this man?
Tracy, don't hang up. Tracy, this is Billy D. Williams. I just want to say I love your work. It's very smooth.
Okay. Now, two things about that. First of all, nobody really thought anything of it in 2005, even though the allegations had been made public by these women. Second of all, it's important to note, and I think that's Jay Farrow, who's now on Saturday Night Live.
Okay, doing the
Cosby impression. It's important to note that one of the writers on 30 Rock was a comedian by the name of Hannibal Buress. And remember, a month ago, Hannibal Buress is the one who, while he was doing a set in a Philadelphia comedy club, started talking about how Bill Cosby puts down young black stand-ups for cursing on stage. And he says, don't tell me what to do. You're a rapist. That was one of the things that started this whole ball rolling. I don't know for a fact that Hannibal Buress wrote that scene from that episode, but it sure smells like the same kind of stuff, doesn't it?
Yes.
And then the other part of this is if you go back to 2005, listen to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler on Saturday Night Live doing a story on Weekend Update.
A California lawyer alleged Wednesday that 30 years ago, Bill Cosby drugged her and tried to molest her. And after she fought back, he dropped $200 bills on a table and fled. Cosby says he can't be held responsible for his actions since at the time he was suffering from the brain damage. That's funny. Is Keenan coming out to imitate Bill Cosby now? No, Keenan is not. A California lawyer alleged Wednesday that 30 years ago, Bill Cosby drugged
replay.
Her and tried
my
to
fault.
Molest
There we go.
My fault.
That's funny. Is Keenan coming out to imitate Bill Cosby now? No, Keenan is not coming out because of the Fat Albert and the money and the sequels. Of course he can't talk about the boobies and the groping and the pudding pops. Because it would upset Mr. Cosby and his wife, Camille.
Wow, thanks. Yeah, great job, you guys. I didn't say any of that because Keenan Thompson loves to work. Okay, peace.
Now, that's pretty cutting. You could even hear the audience reacting when she said, you know, he can't do that because of the movie and the contract and everything. And somebody in the audience go, whoa. Like they realized Cosby had that kind of influence over things.
And how long ago was that?
That 2005. That clip was 2005, and the 30 Rock clip was 2009.
Wow.
So Tina Fey, at least, was talking about this stuff or allowing it to be talked about in public. And you got to know that she went to Keenan Thompson ahead of time and said, look, I know you're in the Fat Albert movie, and you're getting close and working with Cosby, and you're hoping it's going to make you rich. But we're doing this joke tonight. Do you want to be on stage for it? Let's see. And at the end, you know, the whole Keenan Thompson wants to work. Absolutely true. Kind of put him on the spot. That Fat Albert movie, by the way, I don't recall it doing all that well. Do you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Certainly wasn't a sequel to it.
No.
4:55 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Timothy Weiland.
It's a mess out there, Dan. If you're traveling on westbound 44, you're going to find it really running off the pace a lot between Kings Highway all the way out through 270. We also have an accident. Only the right shoulder is getting through. It is right at Highway, just before Highway 109. Traffic now is jammed back to Lewis Road. If you're traveling eastbound 44, you're pretty well stopped up now from approaching Mirage up through Highway 270. Southbound 270, let's call it a mess. From Highway 70 all the way around the bend to Highway 55, eastbound 270 from 370 through New Florissant. And then you're running a bit crowded now between New Florissant and Bell Fountain. On southbound 170, stop and go from St. Charles Rock Road through Highway 40. If you're traveling on eastbound 40 downtown, you're slow now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's BOGO, half off at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair for a half price. Just in time for holiday shopping, Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And to you and yours, from me and mine, and everybody here at the Big 550 KTRS, Have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Denny here from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill in South City, giving you 386 reasons why Friendly's is still your go-to spot, even when there isn't a game on TV. On top of the 40 TVs you already know about, we have 24 bottled beers, 18 draft beers, including a variety of local breweries, 200 liquors and spirits, 19 different appetizers, 9 homemade burgers, 16 sandwiches, 60 bar games, and 2 great happy hours a day. There really is something for everyone, and if that's not reason enough, let me give you one more. Friendly's Famous Fried Chicken. We'll see you at 3503 Roger Place.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Visit Kohl's.com for a friends and family pass and take an extra 25% off when you spend $100 or more. Some exclusions may apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app. It's absolutely free. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, happy Friday, everybody. How you doing?
Just fine, same to you.
All right. It's a little bit different here today. I don't usually do reviews of any sort, but last night I went to see Garth Brooks down at the Scott Trade Center.
Oh, yeah.
The first of 4 sold-out shows here in St. Louis. And I'm only going to mention this because I know folks are probably heading down or getting ready to head down to the Scott Trade Center. I had never seen Garth Brooks before. And last night, I don't know if this is something that's always been the case or because he's been away for almost 20 years, but you would have thought one of the Beatles walked out on stage when Garth Brooks took the stage last night. Everybody stood the entire time. It was really, really incredible. I don't know that I've ever seen a musician put on quite the show that Garth Brooks put on. And one of the interesting things was he mentioned very briefly, he didn't even mention Ferguson, but he did say that he knew that the whole world had been watching us here in St. Louis. And he mentioned... he said, you know, when I turn on the news for 2 minutes, he goes, I get really pissed off. And about, you know, what are you, almost 20,000 people in there screamed the loudest that they have screamed the entire night. And it was just, it was nice because I think a lot of people are just fed up with everything that's going on, arguing, debating, and all of this stuff. And it was just nice to have a night where everybody just kind of got along, had a good time. And it was just a fantastic lift. So for you folks going down to the Scott Trade Center tonight to see Garth Brooks, you are in for quite a treat, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.